Good morning. It's May 7th, and this is your daily brief in tech. Here's everything you need to know. In a pivotal moment for American spaceflight, Boeing's CST-100 Starliner is gearing up for its first-ever astronaut mission with NASA pilots at the helm, promising to reshape U.S. access to space. This mission, helmed by retired U.S. Navy Captains Sunita Suni Williams and Barry Butch Wilmore, isn't just any flight. It's set to launch on the 100th mission of United Launch Alliance's Atlas V rocket, which, for the first time, will support human spaceflight. The launch, scheduled for 10:34 p.m. Eastern from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station in Florida, boasts a 95% chance of favorable weather conditions. After overcoming years of setbacks, Boeing steps into the spotlight, challenging the current landscape of space travel by sending astronauts to the International Space Station, ISS, aboard the Starliner capsule. This marks a significant leap from reliance on Russian spacecraft for crew transport, potentially driving down the cost of space travel and bolstering U.S. autonomy in space exploration. The mission's success hinges on a week-long stay at the ISS, where the spacecraft systems will undergo rigorous testing. The Starliner's journey to the ISS will take approximately 26 hours, with an 8-day docking period planned. This mission is crucial for Boeing, which has pledged to conduct 6 Starliner missions for NASA. The possibility of adding a 5th seat for private customers on future missions underscores the shift towards the commercialization of space services, opening new horizons for space travel and exploration. With SpaceX already having completed 9 trips for NASA since 2020, this mission is a critical step for Boeing to demonstrate its capability in the new era of space transport. In a swift response to community uproar, Sony Interactive Entertainment has scrapped its controversial requirement for Helldivers 2 PC players to link a PlayStation account. This decision comes amidst a storm of negative feedback, including a barrage of negative Steam reviews and a wave of refund requests from disgruntled players. Originally, Sony introduced this policy with the aim of curbing griefing and abuse, a move that was met with significant pushback from the gaming community. The backlash was so intense that Sony pulled Helldivers 2 from sale in regions that lacked PlayStation account support, leaving the future availability of the game in those areas in limbo. The game, which already allowed players to optionally link their PlayStation accounts for cross-play features with PS5, has been at the center of speculation regarding a potential Xbox version. This policy reversal marks a significant moment for Sony, celebrated by both the Helldivers 2 community and its developers. However, this incident has exacerbated existing trust issues between Sony and the PC gaming community, casting a shadow over the upcoming PC release of Ghosts of Tsushima. As Sony moves forward, the challenge will be to carefully navigate community relations to avoid further backlash and to rebuild the trust that has been eroded among PC gamers. Apple is gearing up for its Let Loose event, a highly anticipated showcase set for May 7th at 7 a.m. Pacific time, where the tech giant is expected to unveil significant updates to its hardware lineup. This digital-only event is stirring excitement with rumors of a new Apple Pencil Pro making its debut alongside other major announcements. The spotlight is on the iPad Air and Pro models, which are rumored to see updates including potential new sizes and the introduction of OLED displays. These devices are not just getting aesthetic upgrades. The iPad Air is anticipated to be powered by the M2 chip, while the iPad Pro could leap ahead with the M4 chip, marking a significant step forward in Apple's silicon ambitions. But that's not all. Accessories like the Magic Keyboard and Apple Pencil are also expected to receive notable updates. The Magic Keyboard is rumored to be getting a redesign, and the Apple Pencil might see the introduction of a Pro variant, signaling Apple's continued investment in enhancing the user experience. In anticipation of these new releases, Amazon is rolling out promotional discounts on current Apple bestsellers, including a notable deal on the Apple iPad 10th generation Wi-Fi, 64GB model bundled with 2 years of AppleCare Plus maintenance, offering savings of $120. For those eager to catch every moment of the Let Loose event, it will be streamed live on YouTube and the Apple website, allowing fans and tech enthusiasts worldwide to tune in to the latest innovations from Apple. In a move to secure the future of technology and innovation, the Biden administration announces a groundbreaking $285 million investment in the Chips Manufacturing USA Institute. This initiative focuses on the development of semiconductor digital twins, a cutting-edge approach aiming to revolutionize the semiconductor industry by mimicking the structure and behavior of physical semiconductors virtually. The objective? To significantly boost domestic production of crucial next-generation materials and technologies, ultimately reshaping the landscape of the U.S. semiconductor industry. The Chips Manufacturing USA Institute's mission is to lower costs, improve collaborative design efforts, and bring semiconductor production back to American soil. Eligibility for funding is broad, extending to U.S.-based companies, universities, and nonprofits that have the capability to build and operate the institute. This inclusive approach is designed to harness the collective expertise and innovation potential across various sectors of the U.S. economy. The heart of this initiative lies in the deployment of digital twins, which will be hosted in the cloud. This strategic move is set to facilitate collaboration on design, testing, and analysis, enabling the U.S. to accelerate its pace in the design and fabrication of semiconductors. By leveraging this virtual modeling technology, America aims to move faster than ever in developing its own chips, marking a significant step towards technological self-reliance. This $285 million investment is not just about advancing semiconductor technology. It's part of a larger strategy to enhance U.S. semiconductor manufacturing capabilities and position the country as a global leader in semiconductor technology innovation. Through fostering domestic production and pioneering new technologies, the U.S. is setting the stage for a future where it leads the world in the semiconductor industry, ensuring its competitive edge in the global technology arena. Space exploration is entering a new era, with SpaceX's latest innovation for the Polaris Dawn mission, marking a significant leap towards the first commercial astronaut spacewalk. This development not only showcases technological advancement, but also highlights a blend of philanthropy and exploration. SpaceX has recently unveiled a groundbreaking extravehicular activity, EVA, spacesuit, specifically designed for the upcoming Polaris Dawn mission. This new suit is a sophisticated adaptation of the current intravehicular activity, IVA, suit, boasting enhanced mobility for astronauts. It features a state-of-the-art 3D-printed helmet, equipped with a heads-up display and an integrated camera, alongside upgraded seals and pressure valves to ensure safety during spacewalks. The Polaris Dawn mission, slated for launch in summer 2024, aims to achieve a milestone by conducting the first commercial astronaut spacewalk. The mission's itinerary includes orbiting Earth for up to 5 days, during which the crew will engage in research focused on the effects of spaceflight and space radiation on human health. Additionally, the mission will serve as a testing ground for a novel laser-based communication system designed for SpaceX's Starlink satellites. However, the journey to this point has not been without its hurdles. The mission's launch has faced delays, primarily due to the intricate process of redesigning the EVA spacesuits to meet the unique demands of extravehicular activities. Beyond its ambitious scientific and technological objectives, Polaris Dawn also carries a philanthropic mission. The initiative aims to raise funds for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, marrying the spirit of exploration with a cause that resonates with many. This mission is more than just a spacewalk. It's a step towards expanding the boundaries of human space travel, potentially setting the stage for future expeditions beyond Earth's orbit. This has been your Daily Brief in Tech. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.